What is up, sportscast? Welcome to the Sports and Stuff Show, the Kings of Sports. I'm Carter.
And I'm Adam.
And let's get right into it.
Yeah. You know, this is a great episode. This is going to be very interesting. This is our 32nd episode. 32.
What was my first one? 16. Four? We always forget this.
Yours was, I think it was four.
So I'm not quite at 30. Almost.
You're, okay, wait. So it'd be 32 minus four. That would be 28.
Good math.
28 episodes. Good job. Yeah. Yeah, so, you know, we're getting there. Getting up there in episodes. Yeah, and this is also, unfortunately, our last episode in the studio for now. Mm-hmm. Until the fall next year. Not next year, this year. In the fall. So, you know, we got to make this a special episode.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got to get on our grind. We don't know what we're going to be doing for future episodes.
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
Yeah, so we're going to have to figure that out sometime. We've, like, spitballed some ideas, but no clue. Because our Zoom episodes straight up sucked. they're not good. Even when we tried to do that one episode on Zoom, like, I think it was, like, when we were starting to get into, like, the, like, recording here when we did it in the library.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
That was bad. That was probably our worst episode.
That was not a good one.
That was probably
that
our
was
worst
not
one.
A good one.
Man. You know, but we got here. You know, we got a consistent, like, setup, which is what we wanted, but now we have to go inconsistent again on Zoom or something. But yeah.
Just a couple months.
Yeah, you know, it's just for, like, you know, like, the rest of May, June, July, August, but we'll get it done. Also, great news. Yeah, we got this award, if you can't read it.
With the sticky note.
First place. With the sticky note. Yeah, first place, University Pulse, Boise State, Sports and Stuff, best show in Idaho, best sports show. We got the award to show it now. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about how we were going to get it. You know, we talked about how we're the best show. Came out and prove it. We're not going to stop here. We're going to keep on going. The best show every time we roll it.
What was the first thing you texted me? You said...
I was mad because I didn't know. Because
No. Not the first thing you texted me is, like, we're shooting for the McAfee level.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Something
Pat
like
McAfee.
That.
Well, I think the first thing I said was good news and bad news.
Yeah.
Because I didn't... Okay,
yeah, like,
so...
You went on award, but you're not here, so...
I was so mad because I was like... So, it was the Idaho Press Clubs. So, I thought that I just was nominated for just because I, like, you know, I write articles and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's what I thought. I thought I was, you know, going to be... And no one else told me that. Because it put... Because Thoughtless After Dark, shout out Thoughtless After Dark. I don't know why I stuttered so much after that. But they got both names put on there as, like, won an award. So, I was just assuming... that it was, you know, we didn't win or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just an article. But to my surprise when I was there, we won. So, yeah. And the crazy thing is we beat out, like, you know, like BJ Raines, J Tuss. Like,
really?
Yeah.
Oh.
We beat out, like, legit, like.
I didn't know that was the competition.
Yeah.
He's a great Twitter follow, by the way, BJ Raines. He's awesome.
Yep.
What?
Nothing.
Super plugged in, dude.
But, yeah, you know, we won. We just want to thank you guys for tuning in every week, even though we say some random stuff. I was going to cuss there. We have to refrain. But,
even though half of us have bad opinions about mobile quarterbacks.
Oh, my. Yeah, well, this that makes it fun because, like, if we both, like, agreed on every single thing.
We don't
thing,
agree on almost anything.
I know.
So.
I think, what was the one thing I joked about that we did agree on? I was like, this is the one thing we agree on.
I don't know. I can't think
I
of
forgot.
Something.
It was
we
something
agree
stupid.
On.
It was like.
Probably but, Khalil Shakir.
Yeah, probably.
That's probably it.
That probably was it. Not going to lie. But yes. And now onto our stuff segment. The last one of in here. I don't know. This is so weird. Because it's like.
You act like we're dying. Or
I know.
Something.
That's what I feel like. But, like, we're not. We're going to be here
we'll be
next
back
week.
In August.
Yeah. We will be back next
we'll be back,
week,
well, I mean,
but
we'll
just
be back in
over,
here in August.
Yeah. But, yes, on to the stuff.
Yeah.
All right. So, what do we have here? I kind of forgot what I put here. Oh, yeah, plans for summer. What are your plans?
Big plans. I'm going to work.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, where do you work? Do you just like?
I don't really know yet. I have a standing offer at one place that the manager likes me and I know the job, or I have an interview at another place that's higher paying. You know.
Yeah.
So I got to decide that in the next, like now.
Now?
Yeah. We'll figure it out.
Man. Well, the thing is that like those higher paying jobs kind of straight up suck depending on what it is.
Well, because there's a couple of vacations I want to take, but they're not officially planned. I know I can get time off of the job I used to have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If I get a new one that's higher paying, I don't know. So
yeah,
we'll have to see.
For me, I'll be a Boise State orientation leader. So I'll be living on campus.
Nice.
So I think I'm living in Driscoll at first for like 2 weeks.
Wait, so do you give like tours and stuff?
That's what I thought at first, but we just do, so originally, because, you know, like, last year, the orientation was straight up, like, all over Zoom and kind of sucked.
Oh, yeah.
Before all, like,
there's
the
COVID, only two people in mine.
Yeah, like, it was so weird. So, like, before that, it was, they would have everyone come, like, to campus, and they do an overnight thing.
Oh.
So that's what they kind of did. So yeah. We'll be doing a ton of those, and we'll be, like, learning stuff about Boise State, because just in case anyone asks us any questions. So that'll be interesting.
Study.
Yep. I have to work from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., like, every week, just straight up, like, which isn't bad.
Dealing
but, like,
with people, kinda, though?
Yeah.
Oof.
And then there's some days where it's 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. or 11 p.m.
No,
and then 5 a.m. the next morning. And those are for, like, the day, like, two-day things where you have to, like, stay overnight. So that'll be interesting. And so it's Driscoll, and then I stay in Sawtooth after the first 2 weeks because, like, they're still renovating it, apparently. So
renovating Sawtooth?
Well, didn't it flood?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
That wasn't on my side. I don't have to worry about it.
It always floods, so that'll be interesting. And then I think that's all and I'll do, like, some writing stuff.
But yeah.
Yes. That'll be interesting. What else do we have? Oh, yeah, finals. This is very fitting with the story that you told me before getting in here.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
If you'd like to.
Well, I took my accounting final this morning.
That's what it was for?
No.
Oh.
But I took that this morning, pulled an A- out of nowhere, and so I pulled a 94 in the class. So pending a science final project that's turned in and my math final tomorrow, I'm this close to going back-to-back 4.0. So close.
Yeah.
But yeah, my English project got graded today, and I'm like nervously like trying to check Canvas, and
damn.
0 out of 100. I'm like, that doesn't seem right.
For
she couldn't figure out how to get through the link to watch the YouTube video. So
your teacher kind of sounds like they're like 70 plus pushing.
Most of mine are.
Most of them are.
Most of them are.
Well, it's sad that most of mine are, and I'm in the media, which is like a newer thing. Like, you know, like Instagram and
my accounting teacher, bro. Oh, so
seriously,
he's so nice though. He's so nice, but he
for
just
a second I thought you said so hot. And
no,
I'm like,
did like, not wait, say what? That. So old,
my hot old accounting teacher.
No, my math teacher's pretty young, and he's like one of the coolest teachers I've ever had.
Yeah,
but yeah,
man, that's tragic. I've actually never had finals like in like on finals week.
What?
I've had just like presentations and just like a final assignment that wasn't like actually a final. It was just like an assignment, but it was just the last one we did. So like, again,
lucky
media department. No, we have like probably the two easiest majors, business and media.
I don't know, man. Accounting is working me.
It's
hard.
We talked about this last episode.
I don't understand it.
Everyone, it's a unanimous. Business is like the easiest major ever, apparently. Yeah. See,
I wouldn't know.
Agreeing.
I've only been in one.
But yes. We also have a new game for stuff. We don't have a name for it. We didn't have a name for the other one either. But this one will be interesting. So we didn't know what we were going to do beforehand. This is kind of like a last minute on my part. And then I dragged Taya into this. So thank you, Taya, for being here.
Of course.
So what it is we will, I think we agreed on lyrics, so song lyrics. So we're doing a song game again.
Because we've been doing so good before.
Yeah, for real. Dude, some people were like ripping us for like the
deservedly so.
Yeah. Well, okay. I just want to say this. PSA. It is so much harder to guess songs when they're saying them so straight, like just out of the blue.
It's like, also hard to guess songs when I have never heard of them.
Yeah, that's true. Like, I was listening back to the Empire State of Mind one. That one, after I heard it and after I was aware of what it was, like, from, I could not unhear it. But just saying it just straight up, like, just in a normal tone is so hard to, like, yeah, find out where it's from. Like, I remember every single time, I think every single time we got one, Taya had to sing it. And that was it. Like, probably, we could not get it from, like, not singing it. But, man, okay, so this one, Taya will be reading us song lyrics, and we'll have to be filling in the blank or filling in the statement. I don't really know.
You want me to explain?
This is, yes, gonna be okay.
So yeah, I'm going to start, yeah, the song lyric, and you guys are going to finish it.
Okay.
So I would say, like, you know, I don't know if I did a song lyric like, we at the hotel, motel. You guys would write Holiday Inn.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay, but before we start, can I call someone out?
Yes.
I want to call out user 4537263677 for commenting, I'm not going to fight you on this because she's wrong.
That was so funny.
He was annoying.
Funny.
I didn't like that.
That was funny.
No, it's fine. I don't even care. Screw you, user, whatever.
I mean, we are all anyway, thinking, just kidding. We're kidding. I'm kidding.
Wow.
I'm kidding.
Carter was wrong, too.
What?
Carter was wrong, too.
What was I wrong about?
It was like the clip
drink,
that,
drink.
The drink, like.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like the
well, see, I went back and forth, so half the time I,
yeah,
was right. So.
I commented on there. I'm like, Carter be switching up on me. But the funny, okay, this is also like a sidetrack thing. When I listen to songs, I always like point out like the subtle, like, yeah, you're like the, uh-huh. So when I like repeat songs, I
the
always
ad-libs
do that. So that's how I knew.
That's what it's called.
Yeah, like, so that's how I knew it did like the drink, like, because I always like, for some reason, and everyone calls me out because they're like, what? Because I do like
fair
some
enough
random stuff. Okay. But
you guys ready?
Onto the game, yes.
Okay. The first one. Oh, wait. I need to keep track. Does anybody have a pen?
Yeah,
will you guys just tally your points in the
okay
corner of your
yeah
board?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Been here all along, so why can't you see?
I think I know what it is, but I feel like I'm going to be really stupid if I
is
guess
that
what
Taylor Swift, right?
Oh.
I know it.
Yeah. When you guys are ready.
Low key.
Okay.
I'm low key a Taylor Swift stan.
Okay. Oh, good. All right, you guys ready to turn
yes
around?
Yeah.
Go for it.
You
yeah, think? You guys both get a point.
Key. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why'd you put like a that's for your score? I was
yeah
like, why do you have a random line in there?
So
okay,
I'm gonna keep track of my points.
You guys ready for the next one?
Yes.
Is she
everything
not
just one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. She not a lesbian for P, she turned pesbian.
Oh, I know this one. Oh, I spelled.
I don't have to fill in too much.
I spelled the.
I've been writing a long time.
Okay. All right.
All right, turn around. Yeah.
I put it twice because he goes like, pushing P. I'm pushing P.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that song?
See, this
no
one's easier than
you don't
the last game.
No. I feel like it's. I,
oh.
I don't hate it.
Oh my
it,
gosh.
But it's like
did
a
you
joke
listen
song
to Future's album that he dropped last week?
No, I didn't.
Oh my gosh. It is so good. We got Prime Future back. It's, I love it.
Oh my.
It's called I Never Liked You, and it's so.
Oh, I heard about it.
There's
I didn't know
Kanye
he dropped
feature
it. I kind of forgot.
There's two Drake features.
There's oh a, what? There's a who feature besides Drake?
Kanye.
Drake. Oh. Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
Two so points. In this world, it's just us. You know it's not the.
Oh, I know this song. I know it. I know it.
And, I feel like Carter doesn't listen to this person.
Almost
I was
certainly not.
Sad, embarrassing, like.
That's not sad,
statement
embarrassing.
No, but I was listening to this song in my shower, like, this morning.
That's such a good song.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right, flip her around. Yeah.
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 I got nothing.
All right, what's the tally?
What
2-3? Same
as
it was.
Harry Styles, same
as
it was.
Oh, yeah, I was never
you know,
gonna get
it's
that
not the same as it was. Okay, anyway. To the left, everything you own.
Oh,
to the left,
easy.
To the left.
You don't know this?
Own. You don't know this?
No.
I can say who it's by. You don't you like Beyonce?
I don't listen to Beyonce.
This is
everybody
like
knows this song.
Everyone knows this song. What
I
do you
don't.
Mean?
Come on.
I listen to two pop artists. I listen to Ariana Grande and I listen to Michael
Jackson.
But you've
never ever Ooh, heard
you listen to Michael Jackson?
A little bit.
Good.
You've never heard this song.
Continue. A bit. Continue.
You've never.
No.
Dude, this is like always played like everywhere.
You know
like,
what I listen to, okay?
Yeah, but this is like a universal like
I listen
if you walk
to you,
into a store.
I
can you
to
sing
NBA
it for
young
us?
Boy, I listen
what?
To Juice
can you sing
Boy,
it with me?
And I
Ready?
Listen to myself.
Yeah.
To the left.
To
one,
the left. To the Everybody left. Everybody go to the left. To the left.
Nope. No.
Wait.
To
the okay,
left.
No, I don't know where you don't
okay,
even
wait,
know
wait,
it.
Wait,
just if you like read me the lyric, I'll know where
to
I'm
To the
at.
Left. To the left. Everything you own.
To the left. To the left.
No.
That's what it is, isn't it?
No, it's to the left, to the left, everything you own, and then you're writing the rest of the lyric.
Yeah,
flip it around.
To the left, to the left.
Everything you own in a...
You didn't get it.
Wow, flip it around. Let me see what you wrote.
I didn't, no, I didn't even write it.
Let me see what you... Oh. Okay, well then,
I thought it was everyone, everything you own, to the left, to the left.
Wrong.
And it was like, you must not know what I mean.
You must not know about me. You
know about me? Oh, I don't even...
You okay, know. Yeah. Do you, okay, well, since neither of you got it, can I tell you the lyric? It's yes. To the left, everything you own in a box to the left.
I knew
in
it was
the closet,
left.
That's my stuff. Yes, if I bought it, please don't touch.
Okay, now I've heard it. I was never going to get
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, now you've heard it.
I've right. heard it after she like, started singing it.
That's like one of those songs that like they play all the time on like in like a Target or like a
that's
Walmart
true.
Or something.
All right, you guys ready for the next one?
Yes.
I don't want no scrub. Is a scrub is a guy that can't.
I don't know it.
Do you know the, you don't know this song?
I've heard the song. I have no idea what the lyric is.
But do you know what the song is?
Do you know the name? We'll give you a point if you know the name.
No, I don't want no scrub.
Well, now I think it's too obvious because I thought it was called No
is?
Scrub.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. No scrubs.
Are we giving him a point for that?
Yeah, we'll give him a point.
Ah.
Sympathy point. That's cool.
Do you know the lyric, Adam?
Yes.
Flip it. Yeah.
Get no love from me.
Oh.
Hanging on the
passenger
side
of his
best
friend's
ride.
Trying to holler at me. All right, you ready for the next
yes.
one?
Yes.
Do you ever feel like a...
Oh,
dang yeah. it.
Do you know this one?
Of course I know this one.
Well, this is a trick question, because, like, she says
oh.
this part multiple times. Like,
no, I don't
yeah?
think so.
Because she
changes
says,
it up the
do
second
you ever
time.
Feel? Yeah, she changes up the second time. So, like,
no.
She
no.
says,
it's,
do you ever feel?
Okay, can we
and
flip
then, do
it?
You ever feel? Okay, no, I haven't written
yeah, but
it.
But think of the basic one that you think of first.
Yeah. And.
We're waiting.
Okay, I'm just. I'm,
a long
is this
time
a light?
Right.
Ready? Okay. One, two.
Like
yeah.
a plastic bag just
yeah.
through the wind.
Yeah.
Because
wanting to start
says,
again.
Do you ever feel like there's not
do
a reason why?
Feel 6 feet under, 6 feet dead. I
six
don't know.
Feet underground.
That okay, but she said, "Do you ever feel sand. Like a?" That's the only time she says like a.
Oh, like a waste of space. Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
You ever feel
whatever. Like you guys both got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Man, trick us with this.
Ready?
Yes.
Boy, you got that boom, ba doom, boom, boom, ba doom, boom, boom. You got that.
Boom, ba doom, boom. I don't
boy,
know.
You got that. Boom, ba doom, boom, boom, ba doom, boom, boom. You got that. Zoom, doom, doom, doo, 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 doo. Come on.
I don't know.
Adam.
I don't.
You got it? Adam, hurry.
Yeah, I got it. And I have a bit of a hot take after this one, too.
You don't like.
Okay.
That's not what it is.
This is not right. All right,
Flipper. Okay, you got it, Carter.
Yes, what is it? Super
boy, you
big.
Got that boom, boom.
Oh,
boom,
that's
boom,
the song?
Boom, got that super
greatest
bass.
Female rapper of all
Dude,
time
I,
by a mile.
I
oh, yeah. 100%.
Like,
I thought you were
going to
say
close.
You don't like her.
No.
No, I can't think of anyone besides, like, Missy Elliott.
Man.
That's,
I don't think
like,
she
even
can hold
comparable.
A candle to Nicki.
Really?
Nicki
Minaj.
No,
Nicki
is
verse,
amazing.
Nicki Minaj hopped on a song with Jay-Z and Kanye West and out-rapped
both
of them. Yes.
One of my teachers.
Oh, yeah.
She out-rapped both of them.
Have you seen the video of Millie Bobby Brown singing that song?
I have not.
Oh, my God. She's, like, 12 years old, and she's like, hello, gangsta.
But,
you know?
If there's another person to hop on a song with both Kanye and Jay-Z and out-rap both, I'd like to see
Man.
I don't think anyone else could do that.
Not gonna lie.
Truthfully.
Every time I hear that song, I always skip it.
Okay, anyway.
So good.
I heard one of my teachers.
Why would you ever skip Monster? That's one of the best. That's one of the
best. No, he's talking about Super Bass.
That is arguably the best.
What? He's talking about Super Bass.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which is
Monster.
Still a great song.
Yeah, I listen to that song.
Okay.
I don't listen to Super Bass.
My Beautiful
I love
Dark
when she does the part when she's like,
arguably the greatest rap album of all time.
We don't need to get into that, but okay.
It's so
good. It's amazing,
miss.
But...
I don't know
it's
if you know this, it's but I'm a Drake fan, so...
Oh, Adam, get out.
Yeah, like...
See, I'm not even going in that direction. I'm going, like, A Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah, see, I... No.
Anyway, we'll continue. I digress. Wait.
My English teacher called Nicki Minaj Nicki Manja one time.
Nicki Minaj.
And I was like, I'm like, how do you say it that wrong? Runaway. I was like, what?
What are you singing, Carter?
Runaway.
Oh.
Runaway?
You know, from the song that clears anything A Tribe Called Quest ever made.
Okay, anyway, shall we continue?
Yes.
Wait, how many points do you have?
Four.
How do you have four? I have four, too. Because
you gave me a sympathy point.
Oh, dang it. No,
yeah,
why?
And then there were, like, two that neither of you got.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to do this one in the tune, because otherwise neither of you are going to get it.
Okay.
Highway to the...
Oh, this is easy.
Dang it. Every time I know it, I'm just expecting that you won't, because we just have different tastes.
Why would I not know this song?
I don't know. Clear. Everyone would know that. Right, why wouldn't you know Super Bass?
Flip it. Yeah. Do you guys know who it's by? I'll give you an extra point.
Kenny Loggins. Or no. No, is it?
Yeah, it's okay, by Kenny Loggins. All right, ready?
Do I get another point for that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say so.
Let's go.
Rest in peace, my sympathy point.
You know I like my chicken fried cold beer.
Oh, I know this.
You know I like my chicken fried cold beer. This is really embarrassing.
You just
for
gave
me.
Out the first part.
No, it's whatever.
Cheating.
I thought you liked country music, Carter. That's why I threw this one in here.
I have no
hate
space.
Country music.
I was told by Adam that
you
like country.
You said
you listened
to country music like a couple weeks ago.
A couple weeks ago.
Oh, no, he said he hates country music.
No, but he said...
Yes, I hate country music.
No, except for
but
a very
you
specific.
Said,
I listened
like,
to one album. One album that I like.
Who?
Oh, well, that's my
Dangerous
my bad.
By Morgan Wallen.
Oh,
that's
your favorite country?
That's exactly how you reacted when I talked about it last time.
Yeah, because Morgan Wallen's not good enough.
Well, he's the only country artist I've ever liked and not
like been
disgusted. What about
Willie?
Who?
Willie Nelson?
I don't know. No.
Shaky Graves? He's not really country. He's more folky.
I promise you, everyone you name, I either don't know or don't like.
Fair enough. Okay.
Probably.
Well, then I will not do it. Are you guys ready to flip?
One second.
I don't even know.
I kind of ran out of room for half of the words
song.
On
I know that, but
right,
I don't know what the lyrics are.
You do not need to write all
of
it.
Out,
all you needed to put was Friday night.
Friday night.
Do you want
to
sing
pair
it?
Of jeans that fit just right.
In a radio. Anyway, okay. You ready?
Yes.
I'll take one.
It's fun to stay at the.
Oh, well. Wait.
It's fun to say it, though.
Oh, I was like, for a second,
I thought you
I was
weren't
going
to get it for a sec.
For a second, I thought you were singing Hotel. I was going to put that if you didn't say it the second
singing
time.
Singing what?
I was going to put Hotel, Motel, Holiday
oh
Inn.
My God. No, that's definitely just we at the.
I know, but if you wouldn't have said it again, you would have.
I'm going to lose, man. How many do we have left?
Yeah, we have one left.
Oh, how many points
Who
do you
have? Who is calling me?
I have five, six, seven.
You have seven? Go. I have six.
Hello?
Oh, no.
Well, it can't end in a tie, can it?
Hey, give me
this
one second. I'm so sorry. I'm
points.
In the middle of a meeting. Huh? Can I call you back in like 5 minutes?
This could be like worth 2 points.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I think that's a good idea. Okay, we decided this.
So sorry, y'all.
We decided this is worth 2 points.
Okay, that's
because
fine.
Ties are for losers.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
Well, I already know who's going to win based off this then.
Oh,
Billie
no.
Jean is not my lover. She's just a girl who.
She's. Is this still going?
She's just a girl who.
I don't. So this is the part that I kind of like hum over.
You
so
mean the most,
I might
the most
not
famous?
Completely.
No,
because
the most
that,
famous
at
part
this
is
point,
probably.
He goes like. Wah, 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 at this point of the song. So he,
what are you listening
yeah,
to?
Yeah, I was going to say that is not the.
Isn't a cover or something?
Have you guys heard the new Justin Bieber song?
Yes.
The I Feel Funny.
Yeah.
Trash.
Yes.
Absolute garbage.
You made it as a joke.
I know,
yeah.
But it makes my blood boil. It's so
what
gross.
What about the actual new one?
I don't like Justin Bieber that much, so I haven't heard it.
No, it's with Don Toliver. It's okay.
Anyway,
didn't
flip
you,
that
like,
bad boy.
A, aren't your...
Says that. Oh, I'm so, so
oh,
sorry,
no.
Adam.
My...
It's claims that I am the one not
Are
says.
You? Yes!
That's a dub.
Wow. All right, so we have crowned
what is
Carter
BS?
The winner.
This is BS.
And I am now going to turn my mic off and thank you, lovely men, for your time.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Of course.
I shouldn't have gave you the pity point.
Have a good summer.
You too.
Thank
Bye.
You. Oh my dude, are you freaking kidding me? Because that's the part I always go, you just says.
I said claims.
Oh, I was like, dude, I swear.
That's the words.
It's rigged. It's rigged. So yeah.
I have a vinyl of Thriller like set up on my stand right now.
Yeah, but this is Billie Jean. That's ain't no Thriller.
Thriller's the album that Billie Jean is on.
Okay. Man, that was tragic for me.
Okay.
Man, I'm 0-3 in these games.
I know.
And the funny thing is, I've had a lead, and okay, the first one I didn't have a lead. I wasn't even close.
You definitely had a
second one. I had a lead. Third one, I definitely had a heavy lead. Mm-hmm. But oh man, that is tragic. Oh, man. Okay, card. Okay, we didn't split it. I didn't shuffle them, so I don't take one. I won't take that one.
That's basketball. Up.
Logos and mascots.
Okay. Yeah. This one's pretty easy, but you don't really watch basketball, so.
Okay.
Which team did Shaquille O'Neal play for when he retired? Magic, Celtics, Lakers, or Heat?
I don't know the timeline of like when
2011.
You know, I was kind of hoping that some of those teams would be like teams he never played for, and I would get those right. But he's played for all of them, so I know it's not Magic, because that was his like first team. Celtics. I know he played for them, but I don't know if it was like after or before the Lakers.
Mm-hmm. And then Lakers and Heat.
Because I know he teamed up, but that was like, he teamed up with Kobe, but that was a while. Then I think he teamed up with Braun in, I'm going to say Heat.
No.
Damn it. Is it
he retired with the Celtics.
I knew it.
He was with LeBron in Cleveland for, I think, one season, but yeah.
I was going
to
say.
He went from the Lakers to the Heat after he got traded, and he won a title with Dwayne Wade in 2006.
Did he go Heat and then Celtics?
I think there might have been a couple in between there, right? Because he played for the Cavs, and I'm pretty sure he played for the Suns.
Man, I had I was so close to saying Celtics, too, because I was like.
I almost said yes when you said Celtics, but you were just talking out your process.
I know. Well, because I was like, I know that one's like the team that everyone forgets he was on. So I should have gone with that, because like everyone forgets he was on the Celtics, because that was like his last team.
Magic,
know?
Lakers, and Heat are the big ones. Those are the ones he was dominant for.
All right, your turn. Okay, let's. Okay. Oh no, that's easy. Oh wait, what?
What sport is this?
It's logos and mascots.
Ugh.
Okay.
You always.
This
would
be interesting. I know. I always get this one. I don't. Okay. Okay. What? Oof. Okay. Which mascot did the Seattle Seahawks introduce in 2014 as official sidekick to their mascot Blitz? Thunder, Boom, or Crash?
What? How am I supposed to know the?
Just think of it.
Seahawks backup mascot.
Just think of it. Yeah. The benchwarmer mascot.
Thunder, Boom, or Crash? Is that what those were the options?
Yeah. Thunder, Boom, or Crash.
Thunder, Boom, or Crash.
Just think about it. Just think about it. Blitz. Think about it.
Crash.
Nope.
What was it?
Boom.
How am I supposed to know that?
I would have gone for Boom because of Legion of Boom, 2014. I mean, okay.
I forgot that's when all their fans spawned.
Yeah.
Whatever, that annoys
me. Their jerseys suddenly turned from ugly to fire after.
Still ugly.
Yep.
Well, the green ones are ugly. The blue ones are cool.
Yep. All right. Big 12, or no, Boise State Athletics. That is our big topic. And we'll be starting with Big 12. All right. So did you read my article?
No.
No, probably.
Because you told me what you were going
to
write.
Yeah,
about.
I already told them what was already in the article. So, a couple weeks ago, we announced the Masters Athletic Village thing. And then after that, Jeremiah Dickey made some interesting comments that I think we talked about. I don't know if we did or not. He was saying that how
he completely acknowledged that UCF announced like almost the exact same plans and then got announced. And then it just seemed like we were doing these plans to make it like we just happened to get I think it was 40,000 seats after that was like the minimum that the Big 12 wanted.
Yeah.
If we were to, which, oh, that's a surprise. What a coincidence.
Yeah.
And then there was a TikTok that I wrote an article about on The Arbiter. You should check it out. It was about how a soccer player, they basically made a TikTok about how Boise State will be entering the Big 12 for soccer. So I don't know. No one knows how true it is.
Here's what I think. I think that we will be.
Yeah.
Eventually. I think by 2030. But I don't think it'll be while we're here. And I don't think we know that yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think we will, but I don't think it's confirmed at all yet.
Mm-hmm.
That's just... I have absolutely no idea. This is just what I'm... This is just my two cents.
I think it's going to happen.
Probably. It feels inevitable at some point. Mm-hmm.
I think, okay.
And we're the winningest program in college football since the turn of the century.
Exactly. Well, that's the weird thing, is that it's always been hyped for football.
But I think it'll take a while, especially since the Big 12 just expanded and added four teams, and we weren't one of them. So.
Well.
But the fact that we play BYU every year, and they're going to be in the Big 12, we'll have a Big 12 game every year, we're having the new video board, which is, I think, would be one of the bigger ones in Big 12.
Yeah.
And we're going to expand the stadium. It just feels like that's what we're working towards.
Yeah.
So I would say by the turn of the decade, but I would be shocked if it's in the next 3 years while we're here, which kind of sucks, but
it's what it is. I think we're going to be moving to the Big 12. So what the TikToks sound like is we are going to be in the Big 12 for this year for soccer. I don't know how true that is.
Yeah.
But if that is true, that would be for
that
Big
also
12,
wouldn't make sense because usually when conferences expand, you have like 2 or 3 years before the team moves.
But they also haven't announced like the soccer
maybe it's different
roster.
In soccer, I don't know.
So or like the schedule for soccer. So I guess we'll know in like July and August if it is true.
Yeah.
But you know, I don't know if I could actually say this, but by the way the SIDs reacted, they're going crazy. They were so that does,
SIDs.
They're like the people that you contact for all the information, like media for Boise State. They're all over me after that, so I don't know if that gives them like a sense
of guilt.
You
were just writing on what someone else posted.
Yeah, so like, I don't know if that's like a sense of guilt for them, like, oh, this is happening. But I can't say that. You know, this is only my opinion. This is not anything I have.
We're just two dudes with microphones.
Yes.
You know,
we may or may not have other information that says otherwise.
I definitely don't.
But, yes. Yeah, so I definitely think for maybe soccer. But the thing is with football, which is, like, the most hyped one, is that you see, like, Oklahoma in Texas, they have to wait a couple years to – aren't they entering the SEC?
Yeah.
So they're
– stupid.
Especially without Lincoln Riley now for Oklahoma. And Texas getting whooped completely.
Speaking on – quick little branch off.
Yeah.
Did you see the dude, the Pitt receiver that's going to transfer to USC?
Oh, seriously?
He's transferring to USC, and they're offering him, like, a house and, like, cars
and
all this money.
Yeah, they're offering houses
and
cars.
It's like $3 million, basically. And so it sparked a huge debate about the NIL. Like, what's it like? And so half the people are saying NIL sucks. The old head coaches were right. This is bad. And a lot of people are saying this is good. This is what it should be for. What do you think? Because I'll tell you what I think. Okay. I think this is exactly what it should be used for. You can't blame the player at all. And I think the perfect example is Justin Ross. Justin Ross is one bad hit away from never walking again, ever. Mm-hmm. And he was incredible at Clemson his freshman year. If NIL was a thing back then, he'd be set for life. Now, he's an undrafted free agent that's one hit away from never walking again. And if he gets hit like that, he's not going to have an income that he would have if NIL existed. Mm-hmm. These players deserve to make money, and if a school can offer them more than another, oh well. Like they need to do what's best for them. That's just my opinion.
Yeah. I think...
Okay. I understand it doesn't favor small schools, but I think that we need to stop looking at the players just as players and think about them as humans too.
Yeah. And, well, even if they're from a small school and they... they like become popular, they will get NIL deals. So it's not like
right.
you're just giving money to everyone. It's like, getting ones to
Hank
earn it.
Hank and Khalil
like that.
Got deals this year.
Yeah. So I
but
don't
like if they got offered a house from USC, like could you really be mad at them
well,
for going? I don't think you can blame the player. Right?
The thing
they
is,
they have families. They have a future. Not everyone goes into the NFL. So yeah. I don't know.
The thing that I don't really like is like offering houses and incentive. I think the NIL deals should be not from the school, but should be from companies.
The
like
way they
companies
do
from
it,
offering
it's,
it,
I'm pretty sure they do it through like a third party, but it's definitely orchestrated by the school.
Yeah, like that's kind of ridiculous.
People
in my
are going to find loopholes until the NCAA
well,
patches
of course,
up.
USC, because USC's been doing it under the radar for forever.
Give Reggie his Heisman back, please.
Like, it's so ridiculous. My grandpa used to work at USC, and he told me, he's like, don't go to USC, because they're so, like, they do so much stuff, like, under
Dude,
the radar, so much
sketchy
stuff.
I would go
stuff.
To
like,
USC like that. I'm you, sorry.
Like,
that
they
school
said
is awesome.
They were like, because they do so much, like, sketchy stuff that they're not, like, legally allowed to do at the school, is
yeah,
what
but, like,
my grandpa
fight
told
on,
me. So.
You know what I mean?
I don't But, yeah, so with the Big 12, I think, we'll have to see, but, you know, I think that's, at least for soccer, probably going to happen this year. For football, probably not for a while if Oklahoma and USC are taking forever to leave. So, Oklahoma and Texas. What did I say?
USC.
USC. Oh, yeah. Texas and Oklahoma. It'll take them a while to leave. So for football, at least.
I think they join officially in the 2025 season.
Probably. That's what I can see.
I think there's overlap. I think the four teams join before they leave. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, that'll they're going to get just smacked up for yep. a decade in the SEC. It'll yeah. be fun to watch.
Oh, but, yeah, so we'll have to see. But, yes, and NFL draft happened. We're both shocked at the results. Or let me just start off with these little snippets of stats. There's been 13 straight drafts with a player selected and 9 with a offensive player, which doesn't – it seems
from
kind
Boise
of,
State.
Yeah. From Boise State, which seems normal until you see into this draft, no Texas player got drafted.
None. They had a top 10 recruiting class in the country in like 18, 19, 20 and had no 2022 players drafted. Now, to be fair, a lot of their good players went back for another year, but mm-hmm. still, like that's bad.
Yeah, like, dude, that's kind of ridiculous.
It's funny though.
Yeah, and like...
Good luck in the SEC.
That makes sense for... Like, it seems like, oh, yeah, of course Boise State's going to have someone. But if Texas has no one, that's kind of ridiculous. Like,
yeah.
I mean, that, oh, especially with Shaq dropping, I was like, dude, is he
going to
be drafted?
Streak will probably continue next year.
Yeah, probably. JL. Man, I thought he was probably going to be.
Draft material.
Yeah, I mean,
he's a stud. I'm excited to see what he does this year.
They're talking about him declaring this year, but I don't think he would have probably been drafted if he would have been this year.
I don't really know, honestly. A lot of the guys I
well,
now
Kaniho,
don't get me wrong.
Kaniho then get he got signed. He got undrafted for your
I'm idea. Not by any means an expert. I have like school and stuff, so I can't put as much time as a lot of these analysts do into studying. But I watched a lot of like tape and games and read a lot of reports and everything on these college players. The draft was crazy. A lot yeah. of the guys, for example, Donovan West is a center out of Arizona State. He signed with the 49ers as an undrafted free agent. I had him as like a third, fourth round player, and a lot of people did, and he went undrafted. Leon O'Neal was supposed to be a day three pick in my eyes and most people's eyes, also undrafted. It's just,
well,
the NFL draft is crazy.
Who is it from Chattanooga?
Cole Strange. Now, he went to the Patriots, so he's probably going to be a Hall of Famer, but, you know.
Man. But I don't know, Nikhil Harry.
I thought he was
Harry
a third rounder.
Patriots and he sucked.
Yeah, but he wasn't random. He was supposed to be a first rounder.
Yeah.
Cole Strange was supposed to be like third.
Yeah.
But.
Did you see the video of like the Rams? Where he's
yeah,
like, oh, wait, we thought he was going to be at third.
We thought he was going to be there at 104. Yeah.
Man. But yeah, so we have Khalil Shakir. He dropped a ton. Man.
Yeah. Okay. So it sucks to drop in the draft because, you know, less money. And statistically, day three picks don't hit very often.
Yeah.
But Khalil Shakir's a baller. And he went to the Bills.
That was a good drop. Well,
Cole Beasley's gone. So mm-hmm. Diggs is the clear-cut wide receiver one. Gabriel Davis for now looks to be the wide receiver two. I think Sanders is gone too. So Khalil Shakir's going to have a chance to carve out a role. I'd be shocked if he doesn't make the team. And I think he's going to push. I think he'll push for that wide receiver three role pretty early on. And, like, obviously you'd like to get drafted earlier, but can you really complain about going to one of the best fan bases in sports and playing with a top three quarterback in the league? Like,
well, that's, like, the thing with dropping is it, you know, it sucks for, like, humble and, like, or, like, bragging purposes and, like,
and oh, money right off the bat. You get a lot less off the bat. But by going to a
good team, you
set yourself up for more money in the future.
Yeah, like,
you're going to look a lot better with Josh Allen than you would have if you got drafted to, I don't know.
Like, Kenny Pickett, the first round, he went, we'll talk about this later, I think, when we get to the NFL.
Yeah, I put some stuff in.
But, you know, like, he went to a, you're telling me he would do much better, like, going sixth overall to the
Panthers? I guarantee
he's
happier to go 20th.
Yeah.
For sure.
20th and sixth, like, I mean,
He's a good fit in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's going to start day one.
Against Mitch. Mitch Trubisky.
I still believe in Mitch
Money
a little.
Mitch.
I believe in him a little.
The MVP. How many MVPs does...
I think that he'd be a starter on a few teams. And I kind of feel bad that they drafted Pickett.
What, like Seahawks? That's it? Seahawks,
he'd
Panthers?
He'd start on the Seahawks. He'd start on the Panthers. He'd start on... Okay, a couple teams.
Two. All right. We also have Cyrus Abebe-Leekyel. He signed with the 49ers. That wasn't that shocking because he was already doing like camps and stuff with them previously.
He's probably not going to make it if I had to guess. That's not a great team for him to sign for. It's a very crowded running back room, but also you never know. I mean, Shanahan.
I mean, he had some instances where he was like breaking tackles.
Knowing
and stuff,
the 49ers, so. He's going to make it over our third round pick. That's just how San Francisco works. But
man, and then we also had Kekalu Kanihu sign with the Cardinals. I liked him quite a bit. You know, I think he's quite of a ball hawk. I mean, I was clearly a JL Skinner fan this whole year, but you know, Kanihu was kind of locking it up sometimes. He would always get those like clutch picks, I feel like, you know.
Dude, I'm so excited for football season to come back.
Yeah, I know. And also Daniel Cantrell, the long snapper, he went to the Seahawks and Raiders. He got invited to the Seahawks and Raiders camps. And Jake Stets, he had surgery by the end of the year, so that's probably why he didn't really get signed. He got invited to camps, and he was invited to the Seahawks and Broncos.
I'm tripping
camp.
Right now. What position was he again?
He's a lineman.
Oh.
Offensive lineman.
Congrats to them.
Yeah.
I wish them all the best. Some Boise State guys have been thriving in the league lately.
Yeah,
Cedric Wilson, DeMarcus Lawrence got new contracts.
All in the Cowboys. I was kind of hope. I was like,
Cedric Wilson went to the Dolphins, but he was a Cowboy.
And I'm like,
I can't believe Shakir didn't go to the Cowboys.
I know.
I can't believe it.
That's what I was like. I'm like, dude.
They need another receiver. Kellen Moore's there, and that's about it. But
but they always have a history of drafting.
Yeah.
Like these Cowboys. Like, wasn't DeMarcus Lawrence a Bronco? I'm pretty sure he was.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Leighton Van Der Esch.
Yeah.
Then
Cedric Wilson.
Yeah. Like, dude,
I think there's more too.
That's like Bronco land over there, you know.
I think they ended up going with Jalen Tolbert over him.
Yeah, man.
Mistake. But
The Packers went with Romeo Dubs.
And we're biased. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
but
Romeo Dubs over.
He's not better than Shakir, man.
I know.
Not
I am so pissed that the Packers.
Maybe the worst pick of day two. The Bears took Velus Jones Jr. over Shakir and some other guys, and dude, he's gonna be 25 next week. 25, and he's basically a return man who most guys had like a 6th, 7th round grade on, and Shaq drops to the 5th.
Dude,
whatever. He's gonna eat in Buffalo. He's gonna make a lot of teams look
dumb. There was 20 picks over Shakir for a receiver.
We took a receiver at the end of the 3rd round, and I like him. Danny Gray's good, and he has great speed, and he's a great deep threat for Lance. But I just wanted Shakir there. I really did.
Dude, I wanted Shakir every single time the Packers went up. I'm like, dude. And then I got to the point where I'm like, dude, is Shakir even going to get drafted? Like, I was like, dude, oh my goodness.
You knew. I knew you'd get drafted.
I know, but like at that point,
I was surprised.
Fourth,
I was surprised he wasn't
fifth.
A day two pick. But
I was like, what?
This draft was wild, man.
Man, it was crazy. Everyone was like falling. Some people were going so high.
Might as well just segue right into the draft.
Man,
but.
Yeah.
So there were quite a few trades. Man, that first round is one of the best I've seen in a
that
long
was
time.
Insane.
The Saints traded up for Chris Olave. Take him at 11. They took him over Jameson Williams. They took him over Burks and some other guys. I like Olave a lot. I'm really high on him. I was part of the unpopular small group that had him as wide receiver 2 in the entire draft. I think he's great. The Lions used their late first and early second to trade up and select Jameson Williams. Dude, they finessed the Vikings.
Yeah.
They traded, like, what'd they get, 12 and 46 for 32 and 34? They finessed the Vikings.
The Lions had a really good draft, like, at least for the first round.
After taking Hutchinson, they go with Jameson Williams, which is a great deep threat. And don't get me wrong, Jared Goff is not the long-term answer, but he deserves a little credit. He can air it out on occasion. So he's going to get one more year to prove it, and then next year's a good quarterback class, and so they'll draft a quarterback if he's not it.
Mm-hmm.
The Ravens, in an all-time finesse.
Yep.
2 years ago, or three, whatever, they took Hollywood Brown at pick 25. He was pretty good. Like, he's fine. He's nothing crazy, but he's been a good receiver.
I don't think he was worth a first round,
they
though.
They flip him a couple years later for the 23rd overall pick. Like, what?
I was so shocked when I saw that, because I'm like,
I'm pretty sure they then traded up to take Tyler Linderbaum.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about it later, but the Ravens killed it, dude.
Man. Like, how do they get a first? How do you give up a first round for Marquise Brown?
Here's my thing. They lost Christian Kirk, the Cardinals did. Mm-hmm. And Hollywood, I think, is just a better Christian Kirk. And
I would say
also,
second, at least.
I would guess that they knew that DeAndre Hopkins was going to be out.
Yeah.
Which, yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
But easily the biggest trade
of
the entire draft. The Titans traded A.J. Brown. And
I did not see it
They
coming.
Traded him for a first, and I'm pretty sure it was a third, a first and a third. Like, what? A.J. Brown. And then he signs a new deal with the Eagles that's 4 years, $100 million, and it's only like 60 guaranteed or something. You can't pay him that? Man. After how good he's been, you can't pay him that? And if you're a team that's not the Eagles, you can't give up a first and a third for A.J. Brown?
Yeah, for real. Like, so if A.J. Brown went for a first and a third, and then Marquise Brown went for a first.
And Amari Cooper went for a fifth.
What is this?
Good job, Cowboys.
This is so ridiculous. What?
Oh, Debo news.
Is he
staying
now?
Lions and Jets, and I believe Texans, I want to say, made offers. None of them are that great. So he's still a 49er right now, and
he's probably going
to
stay.
I know social media isn't everything, but he's clearly been using social media to show how he feels. And earlier today, he liked a post saying that he's probably going to stay on the 49ers. So take it how you will, but
yeah,
he's playing mind games.
Man.
But the whole
thing is so confusing.
Anyway,
but
the Titans traded A.J. Brown, and they used the pick they got to draft Treylon Burks, whose pro comp is A.J. Brown. So
yeah,
that'll be interesting.
They got a younger A.J. Brown.
Yeah. I threw this in here. I don't think he's as good, but I threw this in here. The quarterbacks slid.
That was kind of crazy.
You knew that they could fall a little bit, and I felt stupid having only one in my first round of my mock draft. And, I mean, only one went. I got the one wrong, but, I'll take a little credit.
Well, I think what kind of played into it is overhyping these quarterbacks, like, in mock drafts, because everyone, the highlight of all mock drafts is having quarterbacks in there. So people would always be like, five quarterbacks in the first round or whatever. So it's like,
quarterbacks are usually overdrafted.
Yeah.
But I think that for once ever, they might have been underdrafted in some cases here, which is crazy.
I thought at least Malik Willis and Matt Corral.
Yeah.
Or
so,
not Matt Corral. Matt Corral is probably third, I thought. I thought Malik Willis would probably go second. So did Desmond Ritter, I thought, at least. So I didn't. That was kind of crazy.
Yeah. Pickett went at 20 to the Steelers. Good situation for him. He's the only first-round quarterback. They also ended up taking two receivers in the draft, including George Pickens, who... Did you see the video of him getting drafted? He was wearing, like, a ski mask, and he was, like, standing...
So sus.
Like, the typical...
NBA young boy.
Yeah, the typical.
Dude, he was, like... Dude, that was so crazy.
He is so boomer bust.
I thought that was so real. Or so fake.
Little side note. We had our Dynasty rookie mock draft the day after the draft, and I traded Treylon Burks away for George Pickens and Rashad White. So I'm betting on George Pickens to boom, but he could bust.
Man, dude.
Anyway, Malik Willis, who was believed by many to be the QB1 and a guy that could go as early as 2.
What's the third?
And he was probably never going to go at two, but I'm surprised he wasn't day one guy. He went mid-third. He went at 86 to the Titans.
He was the third quarterback off the board.
86.
Which is, that was shocking. I'm surprised that Desmond Ridder went over Malik Willis.
I thought after Willis wasn't a first-round pick, I thought for sure someone was going to trade up immediately in day two and take him. And then the Seahawks had 40 and 41.
Then the Packers drafted up, and I was afraid.
I thought for sure that the Seahawks at 40 or 41 were going to go with him. But no, he fell all the way to 86. Insane.
That's what I was kind of surprised about, too. So, I'm surprised the Seahawks didn't pick a quarterback.
Sam Howell, who was in QB1 conversations before this last season, got drafted after Bailey Zappi. He goes, I think he went...
Zappi went to the Patriots.
I think he went fourth round to the Commanders. And then Matt Corral gets drafted after Desmond Ridder. Matt Corral was a guy who was QB1 until like a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And Corral goes to the Panthers where he's not there. He's not ready. He has a lot to work on, but he's only behind
problems, and that's why he slid.
He's only behind Sam Darnold, so I don't think it'd be out of the question to see him start a lot of games this year.
Well, okay, the crazy thing that I'm thinking about with this draft is why these quarterbacks slid. Was it like interviews, like they sucked at interviews? Like,
I think
did Malik Willis just...
Cause I think they just aren't that good.
They said Desmond Ridder, he passed all of his interviews, and that's why he went... Didn't he go second?
Third. I'm pretty sure.
Well, that's why he went over Malik Willis. So did Malik Willis just straight up bomb his...
I can't imagine. I can't imagine like, he bombed his interview. Malik Willis needs a lot of work. He is a big boomer bust prospect. I know that like the guaranteed money that comes with being a first-round pick is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But as a third-round pick, he's got no expectations anymore.
Yeah.
So, in a way, that's an advantage for him.
Well, teams
but
kind of like the first round.
The thing is,
because of the fifth-year option.
Yeah.
But
the quarterback class just wasn't that great. It wasn't nearly as good as last year. I don't want to hear any argument. All five of those guys would be the first overall pick this year. I strongly believe that.
Probably not first overall because...
Well, I guess the Jags had it, but
yeah,
they'd be the number one prospect this
year.
Number one quarterback by a mile.
Probably the second overall pick because the Lions probably would take him.
Yeah. But. Yeah. All five of those quarterbacks were significantly better than all these guys.
Yeah.
They all have their red flags. I mean, Pickett's got the hands issues and the fumbling issues. Ridder and Willis are just not that accurate. And Willis played at a small school where he didn't necessarily have to always make multiple reads on throws. Howell dropped off significantly after his talent left to the NFL. Bailey Zappi was thrown to open guys all year.
Mm-hmm.
And Corral has injury concerns, which I'm sure makes you happy since he's mobile. But and some accuracy concerns. They all have issues. And obviously no prospect is perfect, but I don't know. I think that mixed with how great the quarterback class is next year with Stroud, with Young, and Will Levis is getting a lot of top 10 buzz out of Kentucky now, and he's so fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And the third thing is this was a really deep draft at a lot of different positions. So those three things work together, and I think that's what dropped the quarterbacks. And it'll be interesting to see. I mean, there's a very realistic scenario where none of these guys are starters.
Yeah,
so
I see that. But man, it was definitely a crazy draft. But I think we probably have to move on to the NBA real soon. So
I don't know, man. The NFL draft is the best.
I know.
We'll run through this real quick.
Okay, yeah. We could do that.
My favorite pick of the first round was by far Jermaine Johnson at 26. The Jets went Sauce Gardner at 4, who I think is CB2 and has an argument for CB1.
CB1.
They went Garrett Wilson at 10, who I think is wide receiver 1. And then at 26, they got who... And I'm in the minority here, I think is the best player in the entire draft in Jermaine Johnson, edge out of Florida State. He's incredible against the run and the pass. He's going to be an impact player right away, and his ceiling is so high. I think he's the best in the draft. I think at worst, he's edge 3, and they got him at 26. So, incredible pick. The worst, you mean worst draft pick of the first round or just in general?
Yeah, I guess first round, I mean.
Of the first round, I know the popular answer is Cole Strange,
yeah,
but that's boring. I hated the Drake London pick. I hated it.
I hated him that early.
Right. The Falcons need a lot, and I think when you're a rebuilding team, you should rebuild from the trenches first. And there were a lot of good players available at 8. I really think they should have traded back and got multiple high picks, filled out their roster. They're not ready to contend at all.
Mm-hmm.
That, and they took London first receiver off the board. He's wide receiver 5 for me in this draft. It's not that he can't separate against Pac-12 DBs, but he was easily the worst separator out of the top tier of receivers.
Yeah.
And I just don't trust the 50-50 ball style of receiver as much as I trust separators in the NFL. So London was my least favorite pick of the first round. And the last thing here is who won the draft. I think it's pretty clear the Ravens. They got good value on Hamilton, even though I'm not a big fan of him. Linderbaum is an excellent prospect. They took a shot on Ajabo, which could pay off huge. They killed it day 1 through 3. The Seahawks, as much as I hate to admit it, had a very good draft. And I think the other team you can throw up there is the Jets and the Chiefs. I think they all crushed it.
So for me, my favorite pick, I would say, I don't really know who I want to. I'll say my least favorite. This is going to turn into ranting about the Packers draft, actually.
I thought the Packers had a really good draft.
I already know that Packers normally don't whiff on picks, so I have that to kind of assure me. But Christian Watson Christian Watson at like 34. I mean, I'm not really a fan of Christian Watson.
Great pick, I think.
I think that, you know, he didn't play that well against certain competition that was like higher. I think he was able to light it up easily at NDSU because he was playing against no-name teams. And I think that he struggled quite a bit with route running, especially with like keeping his balance and everything throughout the year when he was playing like Senior Bowl and everything. So, I mean, I guess he could be great if they fix that, but like...
It's a swing for a home run.
Yeah, I guess.
If he puts it together, he's going to be elite. He's like 6'5".
But like the Packers don't need like a receiver.
He's 6'5" with 4.33 speed. Like that's...
Well, yeah, like his intangibles are great, but
incredible.
Like...
Incredible.
You kind of need a player that is gonna produce now. I don't think he's gonna
produce. And he can.
Now. He can. Like, it'll be a risk.
It really
depends. I think it'll be big risk.
He's more likely to produce with Aaron Rodgers than
with anyone else. Yeah,
so,
I agree.
I like the pick personally, mm-hmm. and I like them not going receiver in the first round because all the ones worth a first round pick were gone at that point. So anyway,
Unless they would have moved up, but like I don't know. I did really love the Jets draft at least.
So you said Watson was your least favorite?
I don't know if he was my least favorite. It was just a rant, I feel like, at that point.
Yeah.
I did really like the Jets. I did like Sauce Gardner at 4. I hated the Stingley at 3. I would say that. I think he isn't really worth a third-round pick. But the Texans like to reach. They're not a really great drafting team except for Deshaun Watson. So, I mean, I kind of...
Derek Stingley's going to be incredible.
But, I think I'll say that, but
so good.
Yeah. On to the NBA.
Dude's going to be Stephon Gilmore.
Our first round, this is our recap of the first round of what we had. So
you want to read all the numbers? Do you want me to run through it?
Yeah, you could run through them. I'm not going to read numbers.
Okay, so the Suns beat the Pelicans in 6 after getting Devin Booker back. Adam said Suns in 4. I said Suns in 5, so close. Mm-hmm. The Mavs beat the Jazz in 6. They dominated at the end. I got Mavs in 6 right. Adam said Jazz in 7. Too much trust in Gobert.
Yep.
Warriors beat Nuggets in 5. Adam said Warriors in 7. I said Nuggets in 7. After the first game, I knew that I was going to be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
The Grizzlies beat the T-Wolves in 6. We both said Grizzlies in 6. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, we got that one right.
The Heat beat the Hawks in 5, and they didn't have Jimmy Butler for that. So that's rough for the Hawks. We both said Heat in 7. The Sixers
gave Trey too much credit, bro.
Yeah. That was rough for him. The Sixers beat the Raptors in 6, which Adam got right. I said Sixers in 5. The Bucks beat the Bulls in 5. We gave the Bulls not quite enough credit. We both said Bucks sweep. And then Celtics sweep the Nets. So you said Nets in 7, I said Celtics in 7. So
man,
we did pretty even on that.
That was the weirdest one, is that all the ones that we thought were going to be sweeps at least lasted one or more two more games.
The only
one that
sweep
we didn't
I thought
think,
for sure was going 7, but
yeah, like that's crazy that like the only sweep that or like the only sweep was the one that we both had in 7.
Yeah,
kind of funny.
So round 2 is kicked off. All the series are through one game. The Bucks and Celtics. The Bucks won game 1 by 12. No one shot very well, but Giannis on an off night had 24, 13, and 12. So there's that. Game 2 is today as we record this on Tuesday. The Warriors and Grizzlies. The Warriors won game 1 by 1. Draymond Green got ejected on a controversial flagrant 2 in the second quarter. Jaren Jackson Jr. had 33-10. Ja had 34-10-9. Poole had 31-9-8 efficiently off the bench. That's insane. Steph and Clay weren't themselves on offense, but had back-to-back stops at the end to clinch the game. So
Clay even missed 2 straight free throws to ice it, and they still got the
clamped at the end. You know? He recognized the play they were running immediately and sold out on stopping Ja's layup. So that was great defense.
Man.
What do you think about the Draymond flagrant? almost everyone is saying it wasn't. I understand it. I would have called it a flagrant 1, but when you see the right angle, he like comes down and slaps him in the face pretty hard, and then it looks like he pulls him down by his jersey. He says he was trying to hold him up. So
No. He was definitely pulling him.
I kind of believe him, because when he hit the ground, he was still holding his jersey and like checking on him and trying to get him up.
He picked him up afterwards, but he was the one that he was falling because he pulled him.
I don't think he meant to yank him down, personally. Like, I think it should have been a flagrant 1. Flagrant 2 is too much.
I mean, Draymond has been notoriously not the cleanest basketball player.
That was a reputation thing. So if someone else did that, they wouldn't have been tossed.
Yeah, so I think that's majority of
which
why.
Is a problem.
He got tossed.
You can't like, ref based on reputation, especially since if you get 4 flagrant points in the NBA playoffs.
I think it was more of a malice thing. Like, I think it makes sense.
If someone
else
did that, they wouldn't get ejected.
But, you know, but it's also you kind of know Draymond's intentions, where it's like if he says he didn't do something, but it's like.
He wasn't trying to hurt a guy.
Yeah, like, I mean, if you said that, like, I mean, I think it's fine.
Anyway,
I don't really
if you get
care
4
much,
flagrant but... points in the NBA playoffs, you're suspended a game, as Draymond knows. So that's a big deal because he has 2 now. So if he gets another flagrant 2 or 2 more flagrant 1s, he's suspended a game. Mm-hmm. So he's going to appeal to the league, and they might knock it down to a flagrant 1, but we'll see.
Yeah.
That game 2 is also tonight. The Sixers and Heat. The Heat won game 1 by 14. No Joel Embiid. His return is still unclear. I would assume he's back game 3, but I don't really know. Mm-hmm. Harden, even without Embiid, is still at 0 games with 20 or more shots again as a 76er. He just doesn't look good.
Man.
He looks slow. He doesn't look like Rockets Harden. I don't know. It's a shame, but
I feel like that's always like notoriously the Sixers is that like they always look so good on paper, and then once they get to like actually playing,
I'm going to hold to it until I'm proved wrong by him playing. The Nets won the trade.
Oh, man.
Okay, right now, neither of them won the trade.
Yeah,
but
they both traded.
I still believe
Doug
in
players,
Ben Simmons. I still believe in him. Anyway,
both losses. Yeah.
Hero had 25-7 off the bench. Game 2 should be Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. And then the Mavericks and Suns. The Suns won game 1, 121-114, despite the fact that Luka Doncic had 45-12-8. Luka Doncic he's one of the best playoff performers of all time so far. This is his second playoffs, I want to say. And he's just incredible in the playoffs. It's unbelievable. The Suns shot really well as a team.
Don't the Suns still not have Booker back?
He was back.
Oh, he was? Okay.
Yeah. The Suns won despite Luka dropping 45-12-8, which really doesn't bode well for the Mavericks for the rest of the series. The Suns shooting over 50% as a team, I believe, is more sustainable than Luka dropping 45-point near triple doubles.
Mm-hmm.
As great as Luka is, but
yeah.
So we get a little bit of a cheat sheet with one game in. But do you want to make our predictions here?
Yeah, let's make predictions. Okay. Do you want to start?
Yeah, I think I don't. Yeah, I'll go backwards because I'm not unsure on the first one.
Okay.
I think that the Suns beat the Mavericks, and as much as I really love the Mavericks and Luka and Brunson, I think it only takes them 5.
I was going to say the same.
Yeah.
So we both thought Suns at 5. Okay.
Sixers and Heat. I'm going to assume Joel Embiid comes back game 3, and I think that they're going to force it to 7.
Yeah.
Okay, if Embiid comes back before game 4, I'll go Sixers and 7. If not, it's going to be Heat in 5.
I'm going to say Heat in 6 regardless.
Okay.
So, there we go. Okay.
Yeah, that's stupid of me to just not make a pick. Sixers and 7. Warriors, Grizzlies. Man, if the Grizzlies didn't win that game, I don't know. But...
I know. Well, that's the thing is so scary. For the Grizzlies,
no
almost
Draymond,
did...
Jaren Jackson Jr.
The Warriors did almost everything wrong.
Played amazing.
And they still won.
It's hard to imagine them winning a game after that, but... I'm going to give them some credit because they're a really fun team that can catch fire. And the Warriors, I don't know, man. I want to call it a sweep, but I also don't. I'm going to go Warriors in six. I think they close it out on their home floor.
Well, this was like, what was it last game? I think it was the Jazz and Mav, where it was like the Jazz did everything right and they still lost to the Mavericks. And the Mavericks still had like almost everything wrong. I think it was the Nuggets. I think the Nuggets almost did everything right.
And Jokic was balling. And
then they still
just
like
couldn't do it. Yeah,
they still couldn't win. So I think that's the thing that I think this game kind of told what the series is going to be. Yeah,
we get a little cheat sheet, but
yeah, I think Warriors in five.
Yeah,
but
okay. Man. And then Bucks Celtics. I have no idea.
Okay, I'm gonna make a hot take. Bucks in four, sweep.
Really?
Yep. You know, the Celtics, everyone was hyping them up after destroying the needy, you know, like the crippling Nets.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the Bucks. The Bucks, they don't play around. They're getting in four.
I'm pretty sure Chris Middleton is missing this whole series. I think the Celtics win.
No.
In
the Celtics, I ain't winning.
I want to say six. I just can't imagine them closing it on the Bucks floor. You know, I'm going to go bold here. I think the Celtics aren't losing again. Celtics in five.
Celtics in five?
I love Giannis.
So but Bucks in four, Celtics in five.
They're they're not going to shoot that bad again. They're not.
You think Giannis is going to go lose four straight?
I think he's going to play incredible. I think Drew Holiday will play fine. Just without Middleton, and the Celtics are going to bounce back.
Did you see the
Celtics
Bucks Nets last year when they're down
2-0? Mm-hmm.
What Giannis did?
Yeah, I saw.
Man, okay.
Did you see what the Celtics just did to those Nets?
Yeah, but that's not the same Nets. That was a completely different scenario.
I think the Nets this year, at the end of the year, they
looked
pretty
good. I
think
the Nets were way better last year than this year. I mean, but anyways.
The Celtics.
Man.
I'd be surprised if the Celtics don't win the title, or at least the Eastern Conference. They look like the best team by far now. They just had a bad shooting game.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see.
Man.
But
I think that's the end.
The NHL playoffs started, but we don't really have time for that.
Yeah.
So we'll talk about
it
next week.
Yeah.
That's about all the time that we have. On behalf of Adam and I, we want to say thank you for listening once again. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at Sports and Stuff Show. On Twitter at SNS_show and on TikTok at Sports and Stuff Show. Make sure to catch this episode on the University Pulse from 12 to 1,
mm-hmm.
which I guess you already are. But after this, I guess we'll be on YouTube.
YouTube. And Spotify, I think, too.
YouTube and Spotify. So make sure to catch those. And I assume we'll probably try to upload them at the same time. But
yeah,
just go with the flow as the summer goes. Yep. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you. I mean, that's you. So, yeah. Thank you again. And we will see you from Zoom probably on the next one. So,
peace.